Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. Glad you're here. I'm glad Scott Gerber's here. Scott's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder, CEO of Gerber Enterprises, and also Young Entrepreneur Council. And he's the author, by the way, of Never Get a Real Job. And he's our good friend, Scott Gerber. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So tell us how things are going at YEC. Remind us about YEC and tell us what's going on.
Yeah, sure. No, so YEC has rapidly become the fastest growing entrepreneurship network in the country, but it's highly vetted and curated. It's invitation only. So, at this point we've had around 15,000 or so applications for membership. We've accepted just under 2,000 over the last few years. It's been really exciting, to have all these companies that are, building real businesses and creating real jobs. Of course, it's all the headline makers and tastemakers you hear about all the time. So it's just been really exciting to tap sort of this Gen Y audience.
Do you have to be Gen Y to be a member of YEC?
Yeah, we do have the age requirement that you have to be under the age of 40 before joining.
Right.
We found that it's, like anything else, while there's, of course, amazing entrepreneurs that are also over the age of 40, we wanted to keep it somewhat of a peer group. And what we found is that a 20-something and a 50-something probably didn't have much in common. So we obviously made sure to try to step back a little bit.
Scott, a 20-something might learn a couple of things from a 50-something.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree with that. I mean, we certainly have, mentorship-style opportunities that members can participate in, but just from speaking the same language and understanding one another from a cultural
level. But
you
know what's different about today from 30 years ago, Scott? 30 years ago, a 50-something couldn't have learned. A 50-something couldn't have learned much from a 20-something 30 years ago. It would all have been the other way. But in the 21st century, the 50-something can learn a lot from the 20-somethings.
No, I agree.
It goes both ways.
I often tell young people today they should sometimes be listening more to older generations than younger generations in certain senses. But
we appreciate that, by the way, Scott. We do. So what's tell us about what YEC does. Tell us about some of the activities you guys got going on and what is the advantages of being a member?
Yeah, so we're sort of like an elite concierge service for business professionals. The idea that hundreds and hundreds of years, as long as I guess, thousands of years, we've had the idea of people selling in a bazaar or starting a business in their basement and turning it into today's companies. And the reality is that it's a lonely experience. And business owners are going to need a lot of different things over the course of that lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we found is that if we take the approach of sort of revolutionizing, the professional organization model where it was previously a very reactive, geographic-specific model, and making it more about, curation and vetting to get you to the right person or resource when you need it, rather than at a traditional meeting or through a newsletter or some other document or material that's more dead than alive, we found that the ability for us to create this experience was something that hadn't been done before in the way that we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people often ask me, like, what's the benefit, I like to say, like, we're your social capital on demand.
Right.
The idea that, you're going to face a million and one challenges a week, and if we can help you solve 10% of that by getting you on the phone or shooting you an email or getting you via text message or social media forum with the right person you should talk to that's been in your shoes and not too long ago.
So you really are a bureau. You're a clearinghouse. You're a resource for...
It's almost like we're a... I think resource is a strong word, but I think at the end of the day, we truly are just this group of very like-minded peers that want to see one another succeed, that share in each other's success. And the reality is that, it's a give and take. You know, for the time that you're going to give to help someone overcome their problem, let's say, with dealing with negotiating a large joint venture that they've never done before, but you're an expert in, to the next time when you're raising a Series C round and you've never done that before and you call it someone else. So I think it's just this idea of this very fortuitous circle that's meant to really inspire and motivate, but at the same time to help and educate when needed as well.
Well, I was just trying to think about how I could crash your YEC because I'm clearly over 50. I was trying to think, you know, since you guys probably don't ask for birth certificates or something like that, as long as I didn't talk too much and use some of my old references, maybe I could crash your thing and learn some things. What do you think, Scott? You think
I don't know. We do vet pretty heavy there, Jim.
You do?
I don't know.
I was driving down the road with my grandsons the other day, and I said something about being hip, and they both blurted out laughing without even looking at each other. Immediately, they died laughing, and I said, "What are you laughing at?" And they said, "Poppy, the fact that you even said hip proves that you're not hip." So you guys probably picked me up in about 3 seconds on your radar screen. Kick this guy off. Hey, Scott, hold on that thought. We're going to be right back with Scott Gerber. He's going to talk to us about the power of community. This guy knows something about this. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.